Chapter 10, Generating the Bodhisattva Spirit. As the exalted master Arya Nagarjuna said, "For those seeking full omniscience, the Bodhi mind is the wish-fulfilling gem. It should be as stable as Mount Meru, should warm the 10 directions with compassion, and should be united with the wisdom which does not grasp a duality." The first quality we need to generate in order to enter the Mahayana is the Bodhi mind. And as the Bodhi mind is a higher form of love and compassion, we must generate these qualities as a prerequisite. Once we have generated the Bodhi mind, our meditations upon the ultimate level of truth shall contribute to our attainment of omniscient Buddhahood, rather than the lesser attainment of Nirvana. This latter is achieved by practicing the 3 higher trainings without the sublimating influence of the Bodhi mind. Knowing that we are of little benefit to sentient beings for as long as we remain under the powers of delusion, we enter into meditation upon emptiness, not solely in order to remove our own causes of suffering, but also to be of greatest benefit to others. Therefore, Nagarjuna made the prayer, "Whoever does not have the Bodhi mind, may they generate it, and whoever has it, may they increase it." We have been born as human beings and have the ability to attain tremendously exalted states of spiritual being. It has probably been many lifetimes since we have had conditions favorable to progress along the path to higher being, liberation, and enlightenment. Even if we cannot get involved in intensive practice of meditation, at least we should try to accumulate a few positive karmic instincts for further development by occasionally reading the scriptures and trying to incorporate teachings into our daily activities.